We are in Simen Reish Mem Dalet Sif Hei. We had had a machloikis 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. If a person hired a goy for a long period of time, and in this period of time he should write for him, or he should weave a beged for him. So even though theoretically this person is a schir yoim, but since this person has time to do these melachas, does not have to be done on Shabbos. So even though he does it on Shabbos, we say adaita de nafshe kovid, and this is permissible. And then he brought down, the Machabu brought down, v'yesh mi sha'oiser v'soiche eini Yehudi lizman. This is the Ravid Shita. The Ravid holds that by doing the work in Shabbos, the Yid is marviach, he's gaining from that, that he will be, the goy will be able to do other malachis Sunday if they come about. That means it's not muchach that there would be malacha Sunday that has to be done. Could be the malachas are first going to come up next week on Thursday. But it could be that a new malacha might come up. And because the goy did the malacha on Shabbos, so the yid has a voche, he has a revach from malacha Shabbos. And we mentioned yesterday, so this falls into the category of Meleches Yisrael. If a Yid derives a benefit from a Meleche that was done by a Goy, so this goes into the Yisrael of Kol Meleche LeYayosa Behem, and it is Osa. So it would seem the Machlekes, the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, do we have to be Chayish that this malacha that was done in Shabbos will bring about a revach to the Yid, that to have to be chayish that another malacha will come up Sunday, and because the malacha was done, the previous malacha was done Shabbos, he's capable of doing this Sunday. Zokta Rimo Vidhago Vidavke Shes Schoroi Malacha Miyuchedis. This first day that holds that it is permissible, that is davke if the goy was hired for a specific malacha, kegoin beged leroik, he's weaving begodim, I say felichtayv, avol kshescharoi lechol hamalachis sheyitztarech teich zman haschiros. But what if a Yid hired a guy for 2 years? What does the guy have to do? Whatever will come up, you're a jack of all trades, whatever will come up, I want you to do this. Lekulei alma osa. So here, I feel according to the first day that said, if a person hired a guy for a long period of time, it is permissible to let the goy do work on Shabbos, but if he was hired l'chol ha'malachei sheyitztarech, then he is not permitted to let the goy work on Shabbos. Achmayshi is boyer soif simen reish memzai. So let us see the reason for this halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. L'malachei miyuchedes debozeh. If he was only hired for a specific malachis, efshel shaloi yagia li Yisrael revach al yedei zeh shu'aisa b'Shabbos. So the Yid is not gaining anything by that the goy did the malacha on Shabbos. Kigoyin, shaloi yitztarich ha Yisrael arige oiksive kolkach. That means He was hired for 2 years, but in this 2 year Zman, there's a lot of time that there's nothing to do. So I don't have to be chayish that I'm gaining through that the goy did the malacha on Shabbos. Aval im lechol hamalachas, but if he was hired for whatever will come up, you should do it for me. Karev hadava levadai, so then we can rightfully assume sheyitzdarech lemocha malocha acheres. So that means I can rightfully assume that someday there'll be a new job for him. Vimkein maviach haYisrael b'mleches hayehenu Yehudi b'Shabbos. So then the Yid is gaining that what the Goy did, this malach in Shabbos, because now when it comes Sunday, he's finished with all his previous jobs, so he can start now a new job. So even though in the agreement, there never was an agreement, you have to work for me each day, that's true, you can take off days, but he has a tight schedule because he was hired for Kol Malachis. So therefore, if the guy works on Shabbos on his own accord, we consider that the Yid is being marviach from this malache, and so the minute the Yid is marviach from the malache, it's called that the guy did a maleches Yisrael, and this falls into the categories we mentioned yesterday. But kol malache leyosabem, that no maleches Yisrael is not permitted to be done on Shabbos. And if a goy is if the bailim is maviach from this malacha, this is called maleches Yisrael.
This has something to do with
Mar-Sain. No. This is also he's maviach from. Yeah, well, there's no Mar-Sain whatsoever. The goy is doing it.
It happens to be close to the zaman of the
when they
make the deal, and that's what that.
What?
It's close to the time frame.
It's close to the time frame. That means that the time frame he will mistame, need him on Sunday. So by working on Shabbos, he's gaining that he's available on Sunday.
For another job?
Yeah. He hired him for all malachas. He hired him for 2 years. For whatever I'll need from you, you should do. And he was a jack of all trades. So now something came up Friday to do. He could have done it Friday for practical purposes, or he could do it Sunday. But he went and did it on Shabbos on his own accord. That way he did it on Shabbos, so now Sunday something new came up, so now the Bailam is very happy that he did it on Shabbos. So the Bailam is Maviach from Meleche Shabbos. So that's also. If a guy did a Meleche and you're Maviach from the Meleche, you're getting a Revach from the Meleche, this is also. L'chol ha-melachis, so this is a remo, if a person is hired for a multitude of melachis. U'mitam ze, yesh limchis b'yad ha-shfochis, k'shoisim melachis adoneyem b'Shabbos. So he says, the shvochis, the maids that didn't hire, they're hired already for many years, but they're hired for all malachas. They iron clothing, they wash clothing, they do different things. So afilu k'sha'oisin shaloi bebeis Yisrael v'shaloi betzivri ba'alayhem, That means these shvachos, she had something to do on Friday, and she knows she has to iron the clothing. So Shabbos she'll take, she won't iron in the house, chas v'shalom. She goes to her apartment, and she's got ironed the clothing on Shabbos. For her, it's very convenient. So she'll do this on Shabbos. Shaloi bebeis Yisrael, v'shaloi betzivui baleihem. Because they're hired for all malachis, and the minute you're hired for all malachis, a malacha that is done in Shabbos, the Bailim benefits from this malacha that they're available on Sunday. For Cholshkein, Shaisen Beveis Yisrael, Avada Givis, if they will do this, Beveis Yisrael, there's also Afilu b'socher l'malacha miyuchedes l'chanal to do a malacha b'beis Yisrael. Afilu, we're speaking about the first case that they were hired for malacha miyuchedes and they have plenty time to do it. They decide to do it on Shabbos, which the Mechaba Paskind is mutar, but that's not b'beis Yisrael. B'beis Yisrael, we'll see, it looks like it's being done for the Yisrael. Vayim betaz sivkot nalev, the maybe b'shem Rabbeinu Simche, duhu oise la shivche, afilu lasois meleches atzmo beveis boleo. A bigger chumre. Now this already is amar esayin de kedim, that the shivche, who has nothing to do on Shabbos, so she'll iron her clothing on Shabbos in the Beis Yisrael. Vatam, this is also Mimnei Haroyim. Shloyim ru Meloche Shal Yisrael Hi Oise. So Rabbeinu Simcha asels afilu a Meloche Shal Akum. It's being done for herself. It's also Beis Yisrael. Here there's a Marisayim. She's doing it for herself. That's mutter. Shehu nikir shemaleches atzma hi oisa mistama, the begodim that the goita wore are different than the begodim that the Abbas Yisrael wears. So mamele, if she's sewing or ironing this on Shabbos, it's sicha nikir that these are her begodim. So mamele, that's muta according to everyone. Afilo according to the Taz. Vayin shemoid ma shekos ben yizemim shiksavnu besiv koton lamed hay. Now let us learn Sivov. Now let's just give a little hakdomen to Sivov. Sivov is speaking about a few cases. Let's just mention the cases. One case was that a person went over to the Sar, and he purchased for him from the Tsar the tolls that accumulate during the year. There are certain taxes that are paid during the year, and he gave him a lump sum of money for it, that all the taxes belong to him. So let us speak about perhaps tolls. So the tolls, that everyone who passes by this bridge pays a toll and belongs to him. He bought this from the Tsar. Now, Sukkot Shabbos, there's also people that are going, that are using the bridge, and he bought the tolls. The tolls belong to him already, and there's a big hefsid. There's a very big hefsid, because the all the goyim who will go through the tolls on Shabbos, if no one will be there to ask them for the money, it's, forget about it, they'll never get paid. You'll put up a sign, please pay all the Shabbos tolls on Sunday, forget about it. If someone is there and there's a teveya, then then they'll pay. But if no one is going to be there, forget about it. And this is speaking about a hefsid merubah, a very big hefsid. We'll see. There were a lot of chashashes over here. What might occur if we won't be makel by this yid? So now, Yehudi HaKoine Meches, he purchased the taxes, the tolls. He purchased it. Umaskir loy, that's the wrong terminology. Vesoicha loy ain't a Yehudi. He hired a goy, lekabel meches b'shabbes. He hired a goy, that the goy should stand there by the toll booth, and whoever passes by, he's gonna take the meches. Mutter im hu bikiboilis. So if the goy is a kablan, that means he's doing it for his own rebochim, it's mutter. Dahainu, what is the case? Sha'oim aloi, the agreement is, l'chashe tigbe meya dinorim, when you'll get 100 dinrim, etein lecha kach bekach. That means from every 100 dinrim you collect, you're gonna get 5 dinrim. So now he's standing there the whole day for himself, because the more money he makes, the more he gets 1/20th of the tolls. That's one way we can be matter this, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah we bent backwards to be matter this, but this we were matter this. V'hago v'chein yuchal lahaskir hameches l'chol hashaboseis la'in Yehudi. Case number two, he's going to go over to a goy, and he's going to tell the goy the taxes, the tolls of the whole year belong to him. He bought the tolls from the south. He goes over to a goy, I'm going to sell you the Shabbos tolls, and you pay me a price for it, and you're buying it, and then the tolls belong to you. And he's getting paid each, that means the goy is paying him for acquiring the right to take the Shabbos tolls. Ve'eini Yehudi yikach ha'rebach shel Shabbosos la'atzma. So we said here two heterim, which in Yesod, the Yesod of the heter is the goy is doing it for himself. The first case, he's standing there because the more he collects, the more he's going to get. He's a kablan. He's doing it for his own benefit. And in the second case, he bought the tolls, so the Shabbos tolls, so he's standing there for himself. He just pays the yid a certain amount for the acquisition of the Shabbos tolls. But now, in both these cases, there's a tremendous problem with that we were learning till now, this Zicha Amar Asayin de Keshayla. This is Me'iker Adin Mutter, he's a Kablin, he's a Seicher, he purchased and he purchased it. But we learned all dinim by a melchitz, that we had the same thing by a melchitz, by a soda. If the it's not rogel that people should rent a soda, so and he's going to work in the field on Shabbos, people are going to say he hired him. So we had a whole simon speaking about Maris Ayin, and the Maris Ayin is applicable over here also. We have the same Maris Ayin over here. So here, v'loi chashinim sheyoymu l'tzorich Yisrael hu oise, de b'mokoyim pseide kehai gavne loi chashashu. That means this is a pseudo. That means let us just understand one thing. By a soda, a melchitz is menias harebach. That means I can make profit if the melchitz will be open on Shabbos. Here, there's a loss. That means the tolls belong to me. I bought the tolls for the whole year. If I will not be goyve the tolls, so I'm going to have a loss. And the loss was not a loss of pennies. It was a tremendous loss. So here there was a hefsid godel. So Chazal bent backwards and said, that what we said till now, that the zachash of Maris Ayin, we also had these aterim, is a kablan, and we had these aterim before, and we did not, we were not matter these aterim as Maris Ayin. People will think he hired, he's getting the tolls, and he hired him to take the tolls. So here we wavered this Isser of Maris Ayin because it's a tremendous psaidah. That is the first half of the halacha. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Umaske loy eine Yehudi haloshin eine meduyik. Now the first case is not he's renting to the goy. Kekavonu shesoicha seine Yehudi. He's hiring the goy. Imhu bikiboyles daos shori midine. That means if the goy is doing it for himself, he's getting a percentage of the tolls. What it means, if he collects 100 zehuvim, he's going to get a certain percentage. So he's doing it for himself. The os shari midine kemay ba'oyrais la'abdon bereish simen reish nun beis. That the din is erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to go and take oyres, I'm allowed to take skins and give it to someone to work on it. I didn't tell him he should do it on Shabbos. I can bring clothing to a cleaners, I can give a car to a mechanic, I can do this erev Shabbos, and he's a kablan, he's doing it not for me. He's doing it for himself. This is a job, and when he finishes the job, and he's doing it for the job. So Memele, so here's also the same thing. The muta litan leikayim shkiya sachame im hu bekiboyles bishum dadaite denapshe kovid. That what he's working on Shabbos. That's his intent. Now that's it's muta meikaradin. But now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very pertinent ha'oreh. Va'af al gav da'osu shom likboya loy melachtoy b'shabbos. Number one, I'm going to go over to a mechanic and give him a car, and it's half an hour before the shkia, and there's 5 hours of work that's involved. When they come back, Mitzoy Shabbos, it'll be ready Mitzoy Shabbos. He says, yeah. That is also, if I'm Koiveya Azman, that it should be done on Shabbos, he's still the same Kablan. Now, let us just explain. So, what is the Yisrael? In Reish Nun Beis, Sifkotn Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if I'm giving you a zman, that it has to be done by this man, have a ki'ilu oimaloi beferish sheyechabes b'shabes v'have kishluchai. That means this overrides the kablonis. Like this, we're working with kablonis. You're doing it for yourself. You're fixing the car for yourself. You do it on Shabbos. You want to do it on Shabbos. The minute I tell you, make sure it's done in Shabbos. So vahavi ki shluchoi. Now this is a shliach with a chof avdinyon. That means be'etzem he's still a kablan. He's a kablan. I mean, he's doing it at night. He has a job. He's doing it for himself. But by telling him it should be done, be finished by Mitzoy Shabbos, have a kishluchai, which is also. This is a kablan, which is like a shliach, number one. No, so that's one problem over here. Va'oi da have milse de farhesye. Now, this is a dova mefusim. She'ese ko yedua lekel shu shal yisrael. Everyone knows that the taxes belong to Yankel. So memele, Uchamoisha Yoise in Yudiata Bemesi Israel Domi, and if it's done by Beis Yisrael, people will say he told them to do it on Shabbos. So now we have here two Isurim. It's Kishluchoi, and people will say that he told them to do it on Shabbos. This is two problems. The Osar Shom, Mikol Mokim, Hitiru Bozeh, Mishum Pseido. There's a tremendous hefsed over here, but there's more than that. The Odom Bohul Alma Mainoi. When we're speaking about a lot of money, a hefsed of a lot of money, a person loses himself. Biloy Shoris Lo, if you're going to tell him, we have here Chumris Darabonon, Nire Kishluchoi. People will say, Shetzivo Lases B'Shabbos. We are speaking about Chumris. If you're going to throw the books at this person, he has a tremendous hefsed. And we're going to make all these Chumris, he won't be Aymed Ben Nisoyin. Odom Bo Lama Moinoi. So listen, you tell me I'm not allowed. I'm a shaygitz if I hire a goy. I'm a shaygitz, finished. I'm a shaygitz, I'm a chalo Shabbos, finished. Okay, if I'm a shaygitz, I can't be on Ben Nisoyim, so I might as well do it myself. We won't draw the fine line that this is the Rabbonon. No, no, no. If I'm a Mechalo Shabbos and I'm not allowed to do it, so I'll do it myself already. Ose ligbeis ba'atzmoi v'yovi lidei isure d'iraise v'shema yichtoi piska k'derech ha'moichsim. So maybe he's going to write a receipt. If this is an Nisoyin, you won't be able to be Eimit. You tell me I'm a Mechalo Shabbos, and so I'm a Mechalo Shabbos, I'll do it myself. I mean, say, he won't differentiate that. I'm a Mechalo Shabbos, I'll do it himself. And if he does it himself, so when they go through the toes, someone asks for a receipt, or write out a receipt. So this Chumra that we made will bring about a tremendous kilkul. By making this Chumra, I'm being misaviv that the Yid will come to a Chilul Shabbos D'Oraisa. Beis Yosef. So Memele, that's why these two Chumras of it's going to be done in Shabbos, that we know it's going to be done in Shabbos. He was a Kaveh's man. The whole week he's there by the toes. It's only Shabbos. And it's Mefulsim. They were Mekel holds. There's a big Pseida Bodom Bol Amamayne. But what if it's such a toll that there's no chash of writing? There's no receipts on this toll. The toll, the taxes, you give food. Also, so then, there's no chash. What'll be? You'll tell me not allowed to. So you won't do it. So what will be? He won't listen. He won't be Eimed Ben Nisoyin. But you're not allowed to. So do it himself. So what do we do himself? A Mechalo Shabbos. The Raisi won't be. You don't write receipts. The worst thing will be is Oiva Mimtzai Hevtzecha. This is a Midimrei Kabbalah. You're not allowed to collect tolls on Shabbos. But that's the biggest Aveir will be Oiva. So according to the Beis Yosef, we won't bend backwards and we'll tell him you're not allowed to do it. If he won't be Eimed Ben Nisoyin, zech nish gefelech. That's according to the Beis Yosef. Aval ataz magnavro maski dafilu boifen ze sharina de eni Yehudi mishem pseid. Fine. We're mekel. So it's better this way. Miu ba'atz may osa lekabel af hamecha shomine machol afilim lehuva michutz l'tchum v'leishesh b'chashash seida mechuba mishumim tzaychevtzach amay shekosav simin shinvov. Fine. So b'kitzah we are saying now, by being matter with a goy, we are making two kulas. We are letting this whole thing is for Shabbos, which normally is not muta al yedei akum. it's mefusim, it's like it was done by Beis Yisrael. But here we bend backwards because there's a tremendous loss, and we're afraid if we will not be mata, so he's going to take things in his own hands and he'll be goyve the mechus himself. Therefore, we were mata. Now, in a similar case, Yehudi shesochar bishul melech min asal. That means it was he bought the right. They were cooking salt by the sar, and he bought the right. That means, and again, the this bishul melach, this cooking of the salt, was done. The factory was open 7 days a week, and he bought it. He's going to have a tremendous hefsid if he will not, if Shabbos, the salt will not be, will not cook the salt on Shabbos. So we have the same problem over there, the same hefsid. Muta lahaskiloi pa'alim b'kibayla. So we have the same heter. I get a goy that is a kablam. Shem yasa lekach v'kach melach, hitun lekach v'kach. That means the vats and the fuel is from the yid. Shari, it's irrelevant. They shouldn't transport the wood from the yid's house in Shabbos. Shekol kablonis ein meteres. We in Yisoid are working with the heter. The guy is working the whole chilul Shabbos, which is the bishul of the melech. The guy is working for himself. And imuta meteres and kain moselem meyerev Shabbos kol ma shereitzel imsel letzayach hamalochem. That means all the materials the guy has already erev Shabbos. Not we're transporting from the yid in Shabbos. That's also Yitzim Roshusem Erev Shabbos. Avol Ein Heta Liskel in Yehudi Al Shabbos V'Chodesh. But in this case that they're cooking on Shabbos also, there's no Heta of Schiris. That means before and see if, hey, we had learned the heta, I hired a guy for a year, and he's a schir yoim, and he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. But here, since this is a function that is working 7 days a week, so the mikol mokim marviach haYisrael b'malachtoi, if the guy will be working on Shabbos, so I'm getting a revach from the malache. The only heta is only bekablonis. Bekablonis, lemaisa, we say the goy is doing this for himself. That's the heta of kablonis. Etain lecho kach vekach, tahainu shein maskil lo yoim hashabbos klal. He doesn't talk about, doesn't mention Shabbos. That means 6 days a week the yid is there collecting the tolls. He just told the guy, you know, when I'm not there, I'm hiring you that you should that you should collect the tolls, and you'll get a percentage of, if you collect X amount, you'll get a certain percentage. The Heinish ain't maskilo yema Shabbos klo ella bistoma. In tigve kach vekach, if you will be goyve x amount of money, etin loch kach sach kach vekach. In kain loy havi schir yoyim. So he's not a schir yoyim. That means he's working for himself, not bishlichusi. If I hired him, that means he's working for me. Here, the work is being, the etzem work is being done for himself. The more he collects, the more he's going to get. So the work that's being done is being done for himself. V'gam les kan schar Shabbos klal. Now, there's another problem. There's a problem of schar Shabbos. He's being marviach from the money that's coming in Shabbos. Shekvar socha mehasar Hamecha shel kol hashon ima shabbos is bechlal. So he says because he bought already the taxes from the whole year. So the taxes of Shabbos, which is a revach, is he acquired it by havlo. That means he didn't just buy the taxes of Shabbos, he bought the year's taxes. So by buying the year's taxes, that includes 52 Shabboses, but it was havlo. So the tax that comes in now on Shabbos is not, I bought it already in Bavlo. So Mamela, the Revochim, this is called, I'm acquiring all the taxes of the year. So it doesn't go into Schar Shabbos. We hear the same thing. If I rented out a Merchitz to a Goy, the Goy is paying me for Shabbos also, so it's Bavlo. If you'll only rent it out on Shabbos, then there's a problem. So then that's called Schar Shabbos. Ve'eini Yehudi Yikach. Now, oh, there was another Eitzah. There was another Eitzah that the Goy will acquire, he purchases from the taxes from Shabbos, and he pays him for that. If the guy purchased the Shabbos meches, the Shabbos tolls, the any Yehudi ki ovid, this is Golgot adaita the nafshi ovid. He purchased the taxes. He stands there a whole day because all the taxes, all the tolls that come in, it goes to him. He bought it. The cause of Amogin Avram. So here the Amogin Avram says, here we have Lechayre a shtickle problem. What's the problem over here? Here he bought the taxes of Shabbos. That's all. He bought the taxes of Shabbos. He's paying him for it. Now we heard before, if a guy will rent a Melchitz for Shabbos, he's renting a Melchitz for Shabbos. So there is a problem of Schar Shabbos. That means you're getting Schar for your Melchitz. That means you're getting a Revach from your Nechos. That's called Schar Shabbos. And it's not Bahavlo. You're renting out your Melchitz for Shabbos. That's also Schar Shabbos. Here I sold him the tolls of Shabbos, and he's paying me for it. He's giving me a price. So L'chayr also should be Schar Shabbos. Because of Amogin Avrom, the Gam Mishum Schar Shabbos less Bozeh. Av Shohu Maskiroi L'Shabbos L'chud, even though he's only selling him the Shabbos, the Shabbos tolls, Mishum Dareyu Ki'ilu Kone Mimenu Hameches. So let us just, I just like to say the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says there's a meridik echilik. By a melchitz, if I rent out my melchitz for Shabbos, the melchitz belongs to me. It's my melchitz. You are renting my melchitz for Shabbos, and you're paying me for the usage of my melchitz. That is called Schar Shabbos. I'm getting money for the usage of my melchitz on Shabbos. So I'm getting a revach from the usage of my melchitz on Shabbos. That's called Schar Shabbos. Here, he sold him the rights of the melchitz. Not Shabbos. You're using mine. There's nothing mine. I had a right to be goyve the meches. I sold it to you, so that's yours. I sold you something. That means the I had a right to be goyve meches. It's sold to you. You're paying me for what you purchased. But so it's not called Schar Shabbos. I sold you something in Friday. So he gives a marshal. He gives a marshal. He says, "V'havale ke'ilu." Yoideya sheyevilei eini Yehudim schoire b'Shabbos. Goyim are going to bring schoire b'Shabbos. Umechara berev Shabbos leini Yehudi. They're going to bring him 10 cases of schnapps and Shabbos and face. And he sold it to the goy erev Shabbos. So that's not called schar Shabbos. Leini Yudi Shishi Kabbalim Mimeno Bishabis. The Pshita Dishori, this is Zicha Mutter. So Memele, so here we just were speaking that there's no problem of Schar Shabbos in the first case. In the first case, because he purchased already the Meches Bahavlo. And in the second case, when he sold the Meches to the Goy, the whole Shabbos to Kemeches, there's also no Schar Shabbos, because he has a Mecher. He's selling him his rights and finished. And he's getting paid for it on Friday. It's irrelevant. So if I sell something, so there is no issa of Schar Shabbos. Baris Ayin, that's what the Ramos, sure there's